The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
The Wrigley Building, Chicago is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Chicago Cubbies, Chicago is.
Come on, baby.
One town that won't let you down. It's my kind of town. Amarillo, Toledo.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Listen to that rip, man. Count Basie's band, man. Just the best. 606 with Joe Piscopo on AM 970. The Answer, it is Friday. You made it to Friday. 606, October 4th, 2019. Great to have you here. Al is here and doing a great job all week. And we have Dean to my right producing. See, we are very, very compassionate of not paying the folks that work, and I use the word work loosely, who donate their time to us, and they get... It's the new world, man. It's the new normal. You want to work for it? Good. You're not getting paid, but we'll give you a kind of a, just a little stipend, as it were. So, and I'm kidding, but thank God. Now I got the kid. I saw him at a store. He says, I'm in radio. Now he's sitting next to me producing this morning. You know, Charles is there, is here. Cower is here. We have all these young guys. Amazing how management gets... You got to give it to management, man. They are good. Get these kids in. But you got to pay them, boss. Nah, not so much. All right. We love our dedication of all the young people here at the radio station. So it's Friday, and I'm kidding, of course. But it's Friday. But oh, my goodness gracious. I see the news every day. I watch it unfold. And then there is a time. Is there a time where you and I just go, yeah, you know what? Sometimes I do. I end up watching the local news, you know. I watch the, like next week, we're on ABC 7 with Kenny Rosato and my friend. My friend over there at ABC 7, we're going to do the Columbus Day Parade with the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Very excited about that. And we're going to go over and do some production just today for the broadcast next Monday. Next a week from this coming Monday, October 14th, I think that is. So, and happy Columbus Day. But now I'm looking at all the news that's breaking. I got to report this to you. And I see it. It's there's nothing here. And all the news is... It's about impeaching the president. Now, I don't know, and some we'll ask as we go through the morning, what Nancy Pelosi did, because the press will not do their job covering this. So I would ask any objective reporters, and we will do the same, is it illegal for an illegal, I think the word is illegal, not inappropriate, for Nancy Pelosi to at least inquire about impeachment before she takes a vote on it. And that's what the president is going after her for. And I love that the White House is fighting this. Because you know what? This is a coup that we are experiencing. You're witnessing a coup. And it has failed once. It has failed again. And now they're trying it again with this Ukraine situation. And there's two vital things that you have to remember, please, is that just put it up for a vote. Madam Speaker, put it up for a vote. Start the impeachment inquiry. Stop talking. Stop bluffing. Put it up for a vote. Show me something. Show me. You know, put up or you know what? Shut up. Oh, my goodness gracious. Respectfully. They're just dragging it out as long as they can because of the election coming up. And they know that odds are at this point Donald Trump just wins in a landslide. So they're doing anything to damage this president. And I'm telling you, it has nothing to do with Donald Trump anymore. I just know. And by the way, the right would be doing the same thing if we had a Democratic president. This is what the way they do it in Washington. You know, but I would just offer an olive branch and let's work out the opioid, addiction crisis. Let's work out the mass shooting crisis. Let's work out the infrastructure crisis. Let's just work it out and put it all aside. And maybe you know the Democrats could win if they ever said, you know what, this is ridiculous. We're going to stop going after this guy. We're going to work with him. I'll tell you, that would win more votes than what they're doing now. And then also number two, and then we'll just move on. There's a lot to get into this morning. Mayor Giuliani was in the Ukraine before Joe Biden actually announced he was running for president. So you will watch this narrative, and it's my job on this radio show to kind of translate the news for you. The narrative is, and I hear it spoken like it's fact, that the president tried to influence a foreign country to go after a political adversary. That is the fact of the fake news media. That's the fact right there. That is not what happened, because Joe Biden was not in the race when Mayor Giuliani first went to the Ukraine. Donald Trump wants to clean this whole swamp mess up. So he's got Rudy in the Ukraine. He goes, what happened now? What, Joe Biden's son got $1.5 billion from the Chinese, made money from the Ukraine, and nobody said anything. As an American, I want to see what happened. It has nothing to do with the political election. And that's number one. Number two, Joe Biden, I don't think, wins this thing. The Democrats are pushing for Elizabeth Warren. They're trying to take Joe Biden down as much as they're trying to take the president down. I'm telling you right now. It's like we're stupid. I don't like that word, stupid. So anyway, there's so many flaws in this quote-unquote impeachment situation, this inquiry into the impeachment. They throw that around, and it's not sticking. It's not working. And the White House is going to keep fighting. Meantime, there's still 3.6 million black children living in poverty in the United States of America. Meantime, the inner cities of the United States are still struggling. The president has put forth opportunity zones, and that is helping immensely. Wouldn't it be nice if any of the Democrats cared about the inner cities of the United States of America, helped out in that regard? Infrastructure, maybe we could help out some of these things I just mentioned. Come on, wouldn't that be nice? But I wouldn't hold my breath. 12 minutes after 6 o'clock with Joe on the radio. I'm just trying to go through the news to you to see what the president did. Just to be clear, the White House will send House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a letter today daring her to hold a vote. There it is, on the Democrats' impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Fox News has confirmed that. The letter will say, you know this story, that the White House won't comply with the Democrats' investigation because they're now the House Intelligence Committee is subpoenaing everybody out of the White House. Apparently now the White House will not comply with the Democrats' investigation because Pelosi has not codified the probe with a formal vote on the House floor. Boom. Its tone will be consistent with that of the letter House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy sent to Speaker on Thursday. This is what this is from Fox News, and that makes all the sense in the world. But you know, in the meantime, you and I, taxes are up. You know, people are still stressed. Living in poverty in the United States. You know, in the 21st century. So you figure it out. You figure out who to vote for, please. So there's so much to get into here. I hate gossip, but. Robert De Niro's all over the newspapers here today, and you talking to me. Apparently, he left the voicemail. Robert De Niro's company has filed a $6 million lawsuit against a former employee, accusing her of embezzling money and binge-watching Netflix while on the job. Dean, turn off your computer. Stop watching Netflix, please. I'm going to sue you for $6 million. What is that, man? You can sue your employee because you're watching Netflix? You're watching that, Your Honor. She was watching Netflix. She was binge-watching.
You got to say it in an angry tone.
Yeah, let me ask you something. You're watching Netflix. Where do you get the gall big enough to watch Netflix and binge-watch? She's binge-watching. Your Honor, he's binge-watching. Robert De Niro going off in court. I want to see that. And the judge will ask, well, what were you watching? You know, get me Roger Stone?
That's good.
Oh, my God. Look at this. This is Bobby De Niro's production company also accused this gal of of racking up exorbitant hotel and restaurant charges. Oh, man.
Well, she's got voicemails. They played a voicemail earlier this morning on the news. You know, obviously bleeped out, but it's him screaming at her. I mean, don't these actors, don't these people get it that when you do stuff
those
like that?
Those actors.
No, but, well, those, Alec Baldwin.
Those lowlifes.
Look at Alec Baldwin. Perfect example when he was screaming at his daughter. Yeah. Don't they understand that these things get saved and they're used against you later on?
I have to say this. I really try to be objective in the morning. And good morning, Albert. Good to see you here. And Dean, good morning to you, my friend. Nice to see you,
good
too.
Good to see me. It's my job.
Good to see you. No, it's good to see you. You showed up. You showed up. It's nice. It's good.
Just leave.
So it's hard for me to say, and I'm going to tick off some people because I like Robert De Niro. When I met him, could not have been more gracious, more nice. Mm-hmm. I did an impression of him years ago on HBO. And he kept saying to me, "How could you do me? I said, Robert, you're doing everybody else. It's the way you do everybody else. I tried to do you out of respect." And he could not have been nicer or more gracious. You know, just it was right. Bobby De Niro, man. You know, and one of the great actors of our time. I don't know what happens, how they get. And by the way, I like Alec Baldwin. Look, I know now everybody's going to call me and hate me. I like Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin is funny. He's charming. He's like, you know, but when it comes to President Trump, there's a side of them that I've never seen. It brings out the worst. And it's only because of President Trump, or apparently now an ex-employee here.
But Alec admits he does have an anger problem. I mean, come on. When you're going at a guy for a parking spot.
Have you met him?
I've not met him.
Charming,
but no, I'm sure he's
a charming individual you ever meet in your life.
He's hysterical. Jerry Seinfeld has interviewed him on his Comedians.
Very
funny guy. But he does have an anger issue. When you're attacking a guy for a parking spot, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, even me finds that, you know, a little absurd, right? I mean,
I know. Al's the only one. You're talking. You're the one that, excuse me, I got to take a break. Where are you going? Yeah. Oh, you have to use the restroom? No, I got to go tell off a union guy downstairs because he took my parking space.
Right, exactly.
So you understand
that. No, I totally understand that. But right. I think that, you know, some of these people, in the case of Robert De Niro here, I think you take your power and your stature a little too far.
Yeah,
you can't treat people like that. I mean, and look, Joe, you and I come from a world where it was acceptable to do those things 30 and 40 years ago. It's a different age now. You can't scream at people on a voicemail for 3 minutes about how you're going to bleep and fire them and this, that, and the other thing.
Having said all that,
Dropped an agent for shushing you in the middle of a corridor. I mean, come on.
I didn't leave a voicemail.
You just
cut him off.
On the island.
That's it. That's more my way.
It's secret. It's, you know, it's
passive aggressive.
Passive aggressive. Yeah. Right.
It's like, all right. No, that's all right. Who?
Yeah.
You want to talk to this guy? No.
No.
No. You want to put him on the show?
No.
Sorry.
No.
Can't do it. I'm not going to get mad. I'm not going to leave any voice message.
That's it.
But the fact is, I have to tell you, you should, before all this comes out in the press, and I'm not condoning what Bobby De Niro did or what Alec did or whatever their mindset is, whatever. Whether they say anything about anybody, it shouldn't come out until they're convicted. That's the problem with all this gossipy stuff. It's like, okay, now they're showing stuff that this girl is now going to, she's going after Robert De Niro. Now, all of his stuff, all the laundry comes out. Shouldn't you be convicted guilty before any of this comes out?
Well, in this case, it's a little different. He fired her a couple of months ago, claiming that she was doing this, that, and the other thing. And this is the countersuit against what he has done. So it's more of a he said, she said kind of thing. Well, you said I did, you know. So this is a little different than somebody who is, I think, who is.
All you know, I know is I'm running for mayor of Atlantic City.
You should. I mean, this guy.
I know. By the way, we're in Atlantic City. We're at the ocean with the late, great Bruce Dyfick. Rest in peace, Bruce. Mm-hmm. And we're down there. And Frankie Fiveboroughs goes, you're going to talk to the new mayor. Because Don Gardner, we love Don Gardner.
Don Gardner.
who was the mayor, did a great job.
And Didn't take any money.
Because he's a Republican. He doesn't get reelected.
Didn't do anything questionable.
He was a Republican, supported all the unions, all the firefighters. Everybody loved Don Guardian.
Great guy. Shows up at a place that Frank tells him to go to a day later.
He was a good guy.
Great guy.
Then Frankie goes, new mayor, you're going to put him on the air. Now this guy, he was in a fight in the
casino.
In the, what do you call it?
In the parking lot.
Parking
garage. Right.
That was on video.
Right. FBI came to his house a couple months ago. took some computers out. Right there, you go, it's not such a good look.
Now this, and I'm telling you, and I love the good folks, because I know I work with a lot of the great kids from the Boys and Girls Clubs of Atlantic City. Mm-hmm. A lot of star, Crystal, the girl, talent that comes out of Atlantic City. In a very distressed areas I talk about,
sure.
Some of the areas of Atlantic City are that, which I don't understand, because how the casinos can make billions, and then they don't take care of the other side of town. That's a whole that Don Guardia was working on. And thanks to Stockton University coming in and taking over. So they're doing great down there. In the meantime, Atlantic City's mayor, reading here, pleaded guilty to stealing $87,000 from a youth basketball team and resigned from office.
Yeah, they need the money.
What? They can't get a break down in Atlantic City.
No, but he took the money and bought clothes, went on trips, you know, did all of this stuff. I mean,
becoming the latest in a line of corrupt officials so long that it spawned a hit HBO TV series. What's the HBO TV series?
The Boardwalk Empire. Boardwalk Empire, which was filmed in Brooklyn.
I know.
You know. Atlantic City filmed in Brooklyn.
They went to Atlantic City. They almost had the deal in Asbury Park. They didn't. In Jersey. Frank Gilliam Jr. appeared in federal court in Camden, where it emerged that half of the amount of money he took from the Atlantic City Stars, with a Z, was recovered from his home. Wow.
Yeah.
When
well,
FBI
that's they
agents
went in. Right.
Raided it last December, Frank Morano said, "I know nothing." No, I made that up.
Well, he resigned as mayor, so hopefully, if they have a special election, Don Guardian
Bring
might run
Guardian
again.
Bring Don back. Bring him back. Man, come on now.
I mean, this is...
We should call Harry Hurley.
But are you surprised? I mean, this it's like... When the FBI comes to your house and takes computers, it's not a good look.
Hello?
I mean, they busted through Roger Stone's house with 15
and
people.
And what'd they
get there? They got nothing.
They got nothing.
Right.
20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Oh, I'm through half the list that we have this morning to talk about, so you don't want to miss it. You know, Jeffrey Lyons is going to tell you what films you want to see, and Russ Salzberg, Russ looking very, very dapper with his beautiful bride at Frankie's wedding. Michael Goodwin has a spectacular interview with President Trump that you have to see. I posted it. We're going to put it online at Michael Goodwin Line, and then we have a very funny comedian. Ari Spears is going to join us, and he's very, very funny. So, and also, Reverend Father Jeffrey Lee, pastor of the parish of St. Mary's Church in Colts Neck, which is a great parish, a great church. Apparently, we got word that Route 22 Toyota donated a car to the parish because they needed a vehicle. How about that? That's Iggy. Yeah, my man Iggy, boy. I tell you what, they are just the best. So we wanted to do all the good things, like that kid that, you know, of the brother of the kid, that poor guy that was shot and killed by the former Dallas police officer.
Hug.
That's all over the news. That actually, I must say, Debbie, headlined a lot of the news. And it was a horrible situation that somebody turned around into a positive. So,
now, was she drinking that evening? Is that what I heard? That she was like, but she had worked a 12-hour shift. I don't know. I heard all kinds of rumors. But if you're not thinking straight, it's just...
You know,
I mean,
what?
I would run the other way if somebody was in
That's
my place.
That's what
when I
is
got
in
there.
The playbook of the Dallas Police Department. Retreat, retreat,
away.
And regroup and call in. And she did. I don't know what she was thinking. But
heartbreaking.
And that one kid to give her a hug was just like nothing I've ever seen before.
And he forgives her. Wow. Mm. I mean, that's just, he's unbelievable, that young man. Yeah. He really is.
That's what Jesus is all about, Al Gattula. That's what Jesus, Al.
Why are you talking at Al when you say
that? I haven't killed anybody.
Yeah. No.
You're working on it.
Yeah. He only yelled at a few people, you know, over parking spaces, right?
Oh, Lord. 23 minutes after 6 o'clock. Debbie, good morning. Happy Friday, Debbie Duhaime.
Happy Friday. I love it. Good morning to you, Joe. Let's go out to the westbound belt at Lefferts Boulevard. An accident there. One lane blocked. Traffic is moving slowly on the Harlem River Drive south down through the 140s. Now, if you're heading to the inbound side of the GWB, that upper level ramp to the Henry Hudson, looks like a disabled vehicle on the ramp. Eastbound Gowanus pretty busy up by 38th. The earlier accident, outbound Gowanus at 38th, cleared. 80 East exit 56 in Woodland Park. Accident now on the shoulder. And 21 south at 280. It's an accident over in Newark. Still about 15 in at the George Lincoln and at the Holland Tunnels. taking a ride to the southbound New York State Thruway, slowing down by exit 11 in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. And the problem here is an accident blocking one lane to Conic South at 301, an accident on the shoulder. Partly cloudy today, high in the 60s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
It's October baseball. Tune in this afternoon for Game 2 of the NLDS as the Atlanta Braves face the St. Louis Cardinals. Pregame at 4, first pitch 4:37. MLB on ESPN, live on AM970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Joe, on the radio, 626 right now, I hold in my hand a fun book that I think you should have. I think you should have, I like what they say. Remember cocktail parties? Do they still have cocktail parties? They have cocktail parties, right? Where you invite friends over, maybe before you go out somewhere, or you're having a party at your home. You got to get the book, Why People Don't Like You. It's by John Browning. Funniest lawyer in New Jersey. Very, very funny guy. I mean, a really funny guy. On stage, off stage, we're big Bramnick fans, if you will. So he wrote this book, Why People Don't Like You, and I'm reading through it. Me and Al are going back and forth, going, wait, I said that like this. When you call somebody, don't do that. It's things not to do that we all do. And then when you're at a party and you got John's book, it's good because everybody's going to say, wait, I've done that before. You did that to me. It's like a game you could play, the Bramnick game, you know. And so this is when you call somebody, they say hello, and you say, who is this? Were you that? Mm-hmm. We all do that, right? Yeah. Don't do that.
Who's this?
It's so rude. It's so rude. You called me.
That's rude.
You know, like that. And then this is my favorite. Look, I just read this in John's book. The name of the book is Why People Don't Like You. You get it on Amazon, by the way. He was putting Brad and I go to Amazon. If your hands are sweaty, dry them off before you shake my hand. If you sneeze into your hand, please don't shake hands with me afterwards. There it is right there. Or bring Durasan with you, please, or something. Oh, that's my life story. Ah-choo. Hey, peace be with you. Wait, don't even look at me with that hand that you just sneezed in, please. All right? Oh, my God. So, and then let me read one more here, one more. Where it says, this is a great one. This is, if you cut someone off when driving, have the decency to wave and acknowledge that you were the one who was wrong. Remember I told you that? Where I was going around Columbus Circle, and some guy, he was mean. He gave me, flipped me off. Remember that? And then all I did, when I pulled up, and I finally got a hold of him, and I wasn't aggressive at all. I was just following the law. He was not. But he was mad at the finger thing. And I looked at him, and I just smiled, and I just gave him a salute, like, how are you? He smiles back. That, I think, is the way to defuse the situation. Al Gattulo. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I say you got to check out Why People Don't Like You by John Bramnick. Check it out. Order your copy. Why People Don't Like You. You're going to love it. It's a lot of fun by John Bramnick. Check it out, please, on Amazon today.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970. The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. There's so much going on, but the first thing I want to say, I had the best lunch ever. Big shout out to Joyce, one of our our great sales gals doing such a great job in the sales department. And Joyce says, Joe, we got to get together with Joe Giovanello, who's like a very close friend right now from Durasan. Joe and I are very, very close, buddy. Proud to tell you. Great Jersey guy. Great father. Oh, he's such a good daddy, Joe is. And Durasan, you know, I live by Durasan. And then Arthur was there from Durasan and Daniela, who we absolutely adore. These are the Durasan folks. We went to a little restaurant in Totowa. I guess I could plug it, called Nicola. And The gentleman who runs Nicola in Totowa, he's from Bari. And that's where my father spent 4 years of the military.
Nice.
In Italy, in Bari, in Foggia, on the Adriatic.
I have family that live in Bari.
I hear it's knockout beautiful. Yeah. I'll tell you what, the food was great.
Mm-hmm.
The food was great. So we had a great time. Now, and then Joe said, hey, I saw Al on the ferry going home. I said to Joe, wait, during the queue, after we did the schmooze cruise, and they said, wait, Al took the ferry home? What was your route home?
I park in Weehawken and take the ferry over.
That's what Daniela said.
It's a half a block walk.
That's so
funny. It's the easiest thing, because why come back in and have to pay the toll and all that? I paid $12 to park, and then you take the ferry over. It's like, what, $17, $18 round trip? Oh, but it cost me $50 to park.
But you went home before, you went home after the show.
Yeah.
And then took care of Jack and everything.
Yeah. And then
made
drove
dinner,
to Weehawken.
Did the laundry.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I need you at my house.
My wife cleaned the cat litter box yesterday. That was nice.
Why don't you just come out maybe a couple times a week at my house?
No.
Put a house dress
on. I do enough at my house.
You could come take a ride out. Dean, is that too much to
Not only, I picked up my kid yesterday. I went to the gym.
You like that? You like that idea, huh?
I think that's pretty fair.
You're fair. Al comes out in a house dress.
No.
It's just a little bit. Joe, I'm here, and I'll say hi. Look.
You're pulled over by some cop where you are in your town. And what's with the house code? I'm sorry, officer. Joe Pisco. Oh, yeah. All right. Let me give you an escort. Yeah, sure. No problem.
Joe needs a lot of help at the house.
Yes.
It's so true. My laundry's like all over the place. I do.
What's the matter with you?
Listen to me. Listen to me. This is why when people say, Joe, come out and do my event. You come out. Yeah. I got kids. Bring the kids. Okay, but I have a mortgage to pay. No, you just come out. Just for a couple hours you come out. Don't worry about it. If I get asked one more time, I'm running out of the house yesterday, and I'm waiting for certain people that are supposed to help me, no names mentioned.
Right.
Thank God for Big Mike. Thank God for my man Big Mike. Mm. He's always there for me, right?
He was there. No, but wasn't
well,
there.
Well,
So what
am I doing?
Right.
I'm putting the wash from the washer to the dryer. Well, I'm in a suit. I'm going out. Otis wants to go with me. It's like bedlam, and I'm doing
First
my wash
problems.
Because I didn't want to leave. I can't stand when you leave the wash, you know.
Oh, no, you can't leave. Yeah, because then you got to rewash it. The mold,
If it stays there more than
this home
like 20
hour?
Minutes.
I mean, what's going on here? No, but that's what, if I don't do the laundry, there's no clothes. I'm the only one who cooks because I'm the only one who eats. My wife, she can't eat, so she eats cottage cheese and some seeds or some whatever, you know, that she's on. My son eats pizza, you know.
Cottage cheese.
Yeah.
I haven't heard cottage cheese.
She eats because that's all she can eat because after she had the surgery.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, your stomach is a certain size and whatever, and she doesn't want to eat anything that's going to trigger, whatever. So.
She looks
But I picked up my kid yesterday. I worked out. I went to the chiropractor, took a shower in between that, did a load of laundry, washed dishes. I mean, the least she could do was clean the cat litter.
Yeah, the cat litter too.
I don't touch the cat litter. Yeah. That's her job.
No. So me, I'm doing the. I think I need somebody there, like to do. But I don't like. I'm one of these guy people. I don't like someone in my house. I like my solitude.
You're the person who wants the relationship without the relationship.
Maybe the
you want the relationship who stays. I have friends like this. Come over, we'll hang out, and then leave. Just get out. These are women, not men. These are women. They're like. He comes over, whatever.
Women say that too.
Oh yeah.
Because that's what people go. Oh, you're in a relationship, everything. I can't. I just right now you can't. And I talk to people like Carol, our dear Carol, who we love. We have the same thing. I said I was watching Frankie get married, and I leaned in. I leaned to Carol next to me. I said, "Could you do this again?" And she went. She did that. Shook the head. I don't think so. You know. So right now, there's a part of your life where there's no relationship. Where you just don't need a relationship.
Yeah, I think I think it depends on the person. I think if you're alone long enough and you've done it on your own, you don't want the intrusion.
You want someone
of somebody
to grow old.
Oh no. If my wife and I ever divorced, she would need somebody. She says, "No, I would never date anybody." No, you need somebody.
I'd
be alone.
Who's gonna take care of you? The Filipino nurse. I'm sorry.
I got
it all.
Why
planned.
Does she have to be Filipino?
Because they were so. I was so impressed. Now, see, people say, "Oh, that was racist, Joe." We were on the Holland America cruise with the Media Research Center. Mm. They were all from the Philippines. The best I'd never.
Oh, you mean the crew?
Oh,
the crew. I got it.
Oh, you thought I. You mean?
No, I thought you meant people that were on the boat were from the Philippines.
I had a nurse in my cabin.
Why do you have a Let's explore this a little bit more. Thank you for clarifying. I see.
It was the
So why was
crew.
The nurse in your cabin?
No.
I mean, you hadn't gotten the knee surgery yet. Interesting.
The crew was stellar.
Was the shoulder acting
great.
Up?
They were great. Right, no, the knees acted up last night.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
No.
Yeah. Uh-huh. How's that again? Hashtag me too. What? I'm sorry.
I'm not saying nothing. Cack 634. You know what?
He definitely tries to avoid the subject. Go ahead.
Well, no. I see.
Right. All of a sudden, you got breaking news on your phone.
On my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at
right.
that. Oh,
look,
look
at that.
So I said, I'm looking at this. I'm going like.
Call me.
No, I'm trying to think in my head. Should we do news or should we. People tweet me, and it's very nice, and I just want to address it about the whole impeachment thing. But between you and I, I'm so tired of hearing about the impeachment thing. It's bogus. It's a witch hunt.
Bring it to a vote. Listen, if you're that serious about wanting to impeach the president, then Nancy Pelosi should bring it to a vote now.
Yep.
Get it done. They're here. They're on recess or whatever it is. Get them back.
And what's their recess?
Who knows? They get time off all the time. My biggest issue with the majority of these politicians, you were elected to do a job for the people, okay?
Yeah.
If you want to impeach the president, then go ahead and impeach him. But when it gets to the Senate, it dies.
Yeah.
They're not going to impeach the guy.
Well,
if you want to win,
yeah.
put up the best candidate you've got and run against him next year, and let's see what happens.
So there's a misnomer here. See, this is I'm going to read it to you when we come back. I'll go how people say you can't get another country to intervene in against your political rivals. That is a false narrative. That is not happening. That people and I feel bad because people listen to the news and they think that's what was going on. That was going on, that the president was wearing. That's not what was happening, that he did not say. And you show me in the phone call, in the transcripts, in an audio, you show me when President Trump said, look, I need help with my political rival, foreign country, Ukraine. Then he says it about China, how China should investigate the Biden thing. This has nothing to do with Joe Biden running for president, because you know what? Joe Biden ain't going to be running for president very long. I don't think. I think the Democrats are trying to push him out. This is what I honestly believe. But that's not what the president was doing. That is a false narrative. And there is no impeachable offense here. You know what? If there was, I would tell you. Because I got no skin in the game. I mean, what am I down in? What am I having lunch with the people at the White House? I have no skin in the game. I'm just tired of hearing about it. There's so many great things happening in this country. And we should embrace all the good. And just stop with these political witch hunts that do nothing but hurt the president in his negotiations with the rest of the world. 636 with Joe on the radio. We'll get into it when we come back. 877-970-2999. Al is standing by with the headline news just for you on this Friday on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
57 degrees at 637. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. As we were talking about earlier, the mayor of Atlantic City resigning after pleading guilty to using donations to a youth basketball team for his own personal pleasure. The now former mayor, Frank Gillum, submitted his resignation letter yesterday, apologizing to residents and his past supporters. Gillum admitted in federal court earlier yesterday to taking over $87,000 in donations made to the AC Stars Basketball Club and using the cash to cover trips, expensive meals, and clothing. Under his plea, Gillum could end up spending as many as 20 years in prison. With two NYPD officers having been killed by friendly fire within 6 months' time, Mayor de Blasio says a full review of training practices is underway. Last weekend, Officer Brian Mulkeen fatally shot while tussling with an armed felon in the Bronx, while in February, Detective Brian Simonson was also hit by friendly fire during a robbery in Queens. Mayor de Blasio says having viewed hours of body cam footage and knowing the various training practices well, the department has made significant progress in de-escalation and use of weapons. Still, he notes, the two officers' deaths at the hands of friendly fire are extremely painful and demands a full review of all training procedures. In sports, Mets are moving on from manager Mickey Callaway. He was fired Thursday after two seasons on the job. Meanwhile, the Yankees are ready for October baseball. They'll host the Twins tonight in Game 1 of the American League Division Series. James Paxton will pitch for the Bombers. Jose Berrios from Minnesota. NHL home opener for the Rangers. They beat the Jets 6-4. Thursday night football, Seahawks beat the Rams 30-29. This afternoon, we'll have Game 2 of the NLDS, the Cardinals against the Braves. Cardinals up in that series 1-0. Pre-game at 4, first pitch at 4:37, right here on AM 970, The Answer. And we've got NFL football this Sunday. It's the Ravens and the Steelers. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. right here on The Answer. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go to the southbound side of the New York State Thruway. Busy down by exit 11, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge with an accident cleared. Delays back by Spring Valley. Over on the Taconic South at 301 in Putnam Valley, looks like an accident blocking one lane. Watch for some ongoing fire department activity there as well. And on the Hutch North by Mamaroneck Ave, getting up toward Harrison, an accident is off on the shoulder. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly already as you head over to the Hudson River crossings, about 20 in across the board. Cross Bronx East at Jerome, watch for a disabled tractor trailer. Watch for slowdowns on the Belt. The Belt westbound by Lefferts Boulevard, an accident being cleared. And over on Montauk Highway, it's closed westbound in Shirley. It's an accident with a car that went right into a telephone pole, so watch out for slowdowns there as well. 80 East exit 56, an accident now on the shoulder out through Woodland Park. Alternate side parking rules in effect. Partly cloudy today, high in the 60s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
The process for cross-border disputes can be slow and complicated. ICDR is the trusted leader in international disputes. Backed by the American Arbitration Association, the ICDR's arbitrators and mediators are devoted to more efficient dispute resolution. Visit ICDR.org.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
This is not rehearsed. I'm just some person that listened to the commercial and said, you know what? Fruits and vegetables, how can I go wrong? At one point, I was going to stop taking it. And then I got a message saying that even if you stop taking it, you still have your coat for 2 months. And that's when I really realized you people aren't looking for money. You really care about the human being and helping people. So to me, that is the most important thing.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Good morning. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 642 right now on AM 970, The Answer, on this Friday. If you're planning a wedding or an engagement party, a corporate event, holiday party, birthday, you know, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed and the memories will last a lifetime. Let Francesca, our friend, find you the yacht that's best for your event. She has beautiful yachts in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000. Guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metropolitan area. Hey, if a private yacht is not in your budget, how about a private deck charter? How cool is that? Fran's yachts are fully insured, Coast Guard certified. Visit franstouchofclass.com to see the full range of yachts in her fleet, then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe that delicious cuisine, and give you the details of all the services provided. She is just a great gal. You will love Fran. FransTouchOfClass.com. Talk to her today about adding that extra touch of class to your event. 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400 or FransTouchOfClass.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Hey, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues,
Get a rock and roll feeling in your bones. Put taps on your toes and get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues.
Johnny Cash is the man right there with Joe Piscopo. I think I'll do Johnny Cash October 12th at the Columbus Citizens Foundation Gala. I will be your humble entertainment. It's going to be a great night there. That is at the Hilton. Maria Bartiromo will be the mistress of ceremonies. And that is before the parade, the Saturday before the parade on Monday. And I think I'll do a little Johnny Cash. I think I'll get the guitar out. Olivia's going to be with me. You know, I told you I'm singing with Lena Prima. How cool is that? Louie's daughter.
Nice.
So we're going to do Jump, Jive, and Whale. Got to rip the place up a little bit, man. So we're going to have a lot of fun there. Looking forward to that. And always appreciate the Columbus Citizens Foundation for sticking up for the Italian Americans and acknowledging Columbus Day, number one. Number two, giving away roughly $2 million to kids in need for education. So that's from our friends at the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Hey, 644 with Joe on the radio. You know, so someone tweeted, I can't find it now, so they must have erased it or something, or deleted it. They're saying, you know, you can't go to a foreign country to ask for help in your against your political rival. That's not what happened here. They're taking that narrative. They're taking that narrative, and Adam Schiff, and by the way, and I talk to you like you're a friend because you're around this kitchen table this early in the morning. You listen, watch Nancy Pelosi, how she gets quiet and really says, this is not a joy. It's not a joy. And then I think you and I look, and we watch it, and we go, very creepy. Miss Pelosi, very creepy you're being. Stop it. But she talks very slow, like we're dumb, and she's trying to convince us. And then they have the joy. They have little catchphrases that they use to convince. It happens on the Republican side as well. Don't get me wrong here. So now they think, okay, the president called Ukraine to help against his political rival, Joe Biden. Now, Rudy Giuliani was sent to the Ukraine to investigate this Joe Biden mess, this Hunter Biden mess, before Biden even announced anything. You have to say it, and this is a great tweet. Somebody said, every Democrat should have to answer for this. If foreign entities attempted to influence U.S. policy by paying Hunter Biden, the American people have a right to know. And that's where the president's head is at, I'm telling you. Why do you think the Ukrainians and Chinese are paying unqualified Hunter Biden? It's exactly right. They're trying to influence the election. The president's trying to stop it. They're accusing him. It's transference. They're accusing him exactly of what the Democrats were doing. I'm telling you, this is don't let them pull the wool over your eyes. And I know you won't. I know you're too smart for that. Hey, Jeffrey Lyons is going to tell us what the films we're going to be wanting to see this weekend. There's Sly Stallone, man. I can't wait. I heard Jeffrey's review on another station, and it was Sly Stallone in The First Blood. What's it called?
Oh, Rambo.
Rambo.
The new Rambo.
What's
movie.
This called? Rambo.
Rambo 4.
Mexico.
Or yeah. He's a rancher who goes and kills Mexicans. Because his niece gets kidnapped or something, sex trade or whatever.
What kind of synopsis is that of a movie?
Well, I mean,
that's not.
Yeah, that's what happens. He's retired at the end of the last Rambo.
That's not the synopsis of the movie.
Sure, it is. It's my synopsis. Deal with it. That's my movie review. Five Guns, whatever, you know.
Cross the board. That's not what it is.
Yeah,
at
the end of the last movie, you see him walking up the road to his family home in Arizona.
Oh, I get it.
So he's retired now. He's a rancher.
You remember that? You're good.
Yeah, the niece comes. Well, the last one was a really bloody movie. This one is just as bloody.
Oh boy.
He's on the ranch or whatever, and I guess his niece comes to visit him or whatever, and then she gets kidnapped by these Mexicans and some sex trade thing, and he goes and. You know, tries to find her or whatever, and then of course.
Hasta la vista, yo.
No, that's Arnold. What are you getting mixed up for? I was watching Kindergarten Cop last night.
Adrian, hasta la vista.
No, that's not the one. I love Sly, man. He's the best. Well, talk about a nice guy. Talk about a charming guy.
Yeah.
What a great guy. And I would say, I wish him all
very
the best.
Very smart guy, too. I mean, he wrote Rocky.
Way, all they did was they went after this guy about his acting in Rocky.
Right.
If you see the Creed movies, he's good. He's great.
He's very good.
He's not just
well,
good.
Remember
he's
when
great in those Creed movies.
Remember, the story he tells about the Rocky movies, when he wrote them, they didn't want him to play Rocky. And he said, I won't do it unless I get to play him.
Yeah.
And he was great in Fist. I don't know if you remember Fist. from the 70s,
right,
the Union movie.
The Jimmy Hoffa stuff.
Yeah, sure. I mean, tremendous job he did.
So I hope the movie makes billions of dollars, because I'm a huge Sly fan. Love the guy. He was always nice to me, a huge guy. But we'll see what Jeffrey says about that film and other films coming out this weekend. So our buddy Iggy gave away a car to a parish because the parish needed a vehicle. This is what I love about Route 22 Toyota. When I tell you about Route 22 Toyota and how much they have helped the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey, and now they're helping a parish in Colts Neck, New Jersey. Reverend Father Jeffrey Lee will be with us. Hey, maybe I can get church out of the way. You think we can do it? Can I do a quick church for the weekend?
That doesn't count.
Father? Can you just say a couple of things? I got absolved from church. Listen to me. I got a job from church via text when I was on the boat. Oh, yeah. Come on now. I was on the boat, and I said, when is Mass? Sunday. The priest, we heard there was a medical emergency. An ambulance came in while we docked, took somebody off the boat. Okay, medical emergency. It was the priest who had a collapsed lung. He's okay. He's okay. Everything's good.
So while he was on the stretchers, Father, can you just a quick, I'm sure I could see you doing that. I got to get the Mass in. I know you're a little critical right now, but, it's just an IV. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
This is going to be a quick Mass.
These guys don't speak English. Don't worry about it. They'll take care of you.
The poor guy had a collapsed lung. I'm going, the Mass is going to be quick now.
What'd you say, Father? I'm sorry.
You're the absolute worst human on the planet. You know that.
But you would do that. What do you mean I'm the worst human? I'd be like, all right, I hope he's okay. You'd go over. Quick absolution.
God forgive us. Oh, my goodness
gracious. A couple
sins. Not feeling well? Good. That means Mass will end a little early.
You mean I don't have to drink out of the cup? Good. All right. Thank you.
So I texted my friend Father Mike, Father Michael Saharic, who is
one world away.
A world away. And Father, I forget what he texted me for something, and I said I'm in Italy. So I said, Father, Debbie, this is your, I'm texting for the boat. Father, is it legal? I think I used the word illegal. Is it legal to absolve me from Mass because the priest is sick? I have nobody doing church. Can you absolve me via text? And you know what he said? He texted me back, absolutely. Boom!
Page 818 in the Bible, the New Testament.
Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus, man.
However, I just heard you say, could you get the Mass out of the way? That's really not the attitude, Joe.
I know, sorry.
Good work, Debbie.
I did. That's right. Debbie, guilty as charged. Guilty as charged.
Skip the sermon.
I mean, can I celebrate the goodness of the Catholic Mass now?
Feel the love, Joe. Joe's like, no singing, no sermon. He's happy.
Drive through.
Drive through, Mass.
Body of Christ. Amen. Thank you. I'm done. I'm out.
Oh, you're terrible.
I am the worst. Only when my mother takes me to church, God bless her, she'll say, Joseph, just enjoy the moment. Just relax and enjoy the beauty of the Mass. And you know what? She's absolutely right. Because that especially when they celebrate the Eucharist of Christ. That to me is it. But after they do that, look, can we leave now?
Oh, you're the guy that runs out of Mass?
No, never before communion. You know what? That just constitutes not going to Mass. Am I right, Debbie? If you leave after communion, you might as well not go to church. That's what they told me.
I don't know about that. But it's always nice to shake the priest's hand after Mass. My grandmother taught me that. When you leave Mass, you always shake the priest's hands and say, thank you, Father.
And then use Duracin right after that.
That's right. You're not doing that. That's right. Unless you have the Duracin.
6:52. Debbie's out there. Praise Jesus. Debbie's out there on the roads. Good morning, Debbie Duhay.
Joe, let's take it out to the LIE West at 106.7. It's an accident. Also, Montauk Highway is closed as you get out into that Shirley area. It's all due to a car that went right into a telephone pole. We're seeing some slowdowns right now. The Throgs Neck Bridge with police department activity. Whitestone Bridge, very busy into Queens. It's pretty solid on the Cross Bronx East at Jerome Avenue. A disabled tractor trailer. And the Belt Parkway heading west at Lefferts Boulevard. An accident now being pushed off to the shoulder. Inbound GWB up to 30, Lincoln 15, Holland 20. It's kind of busy on 80 East, getting out toward exit 56 in Woodland Park. A collision on the shoulder, then by 66 into Hackensack. An accident there. 21 South at 280 in Newark, a crash. And over on 1 and 9 northbound, getting up through Avenel Street, getting up through Woodbridge. Watch out for an accident in the right lane. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
I'm excited to share the good news about Relief Factor with so many people. For years now, I've partnered with Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team behind Relief Factor. If you're struggling with back pain or neck pain or shoulder, hip, or knee pain, do you know, I've told you this before, 70% of people who order the 3-week quick start at my recommendation order more. That's because it works. It really does work. And if it doesn't work, you know, Pete and Seth say people often don't give it a legitimate try. Maybe they took one packet a day for a few days, then skipped a day or two. You got to do what they tell you to do. The doctors who created Relief Factor recommend 3 packets a day for a full week, then 2 packets a day for the next 2 weeks. Give it a try. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Take the 3-week quick start. If after 3 weeks it isn't working for you, notify them. You're only out $19.95. What do you have to lose except the pain? ReliefFactor.com.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
A very special guest is Congressman Peter King from New York's 2nd Congressional District. 237 represents the security in the Brentwood School District. Mm-hmm. We know about MS-13. We've been hearing about them for quite some time, and I want to commend you for bringing the attention to this gang violence and also doing something about it.
MS-13 yes. is particularly brutal. There's been a total of 17 murders on Long Island in 14, 15 months. This is just killing for the sake of killing. And the irony is, though, the most tragic part of it is they target other immigrants. I mean, I would say every person who has been killed by MS-13 is either an immigrant, young person themselves, or a son or daughter of immigrants. So it's their own community that they're terrorizing. It's absolutely horrific.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer. It's the AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Areas of fog and spotty drizzle early today, otherwise becoming windy with clouds breaking for sunshine and a high of 67. Clear and colder for tonight with a diminishing wind, low 46 in Midtown, but some outlying areas can drop into the middle 30s. Quite cool tomorrow despite plenty of sunshine, a high of only 60. Mostly cloudy and becoming breezy and warmer on Sunday, a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Rob Miller on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you, Rob. Joe Piscopo on the radio. 5 minutes before 7 o'clock already. You are up and you are at them. Onto your weekend, getting your Friday down. We love you for that. You know, you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. This comes from Mike Lindell. I always tell you about how much Mike appreciates you listening to AM 970, The Answer. He's the inventor and CEO of MyPillow. Now he wants to give you something back for being so kind. He's a very, very loyal man. Mike Lindell is a great, great patriot and a great, great guy. And you can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listeners Special. You know what? You get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. Like my mom always goes, she always laughs because I have the Giza sheets. I got the MyPillow. I got everything. I got the mattress topper on top of my mattress. Now you can get great discounts. Example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. Buy one, get one free. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AM970. You could also pre-order Mike's book right here, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. This is a story you're not going to believe. And you'll get $10 off with promo code AM970 and free shipping on your entire order with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Come on, are you kidding me? Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter the promo code AM970. You could also call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798 or MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
Mike Lindell's favorite group here, one of his favorite groups, Mr. Seeger. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 657. We're rolling into the 7 o'clock hour already. Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05. You don't want to miss that. And you can call always at 877-970-2999. That is our Balance of Nature phone line. Big Al in the studio. Let's listen to a little bit before we break out. Bob Seeger from Detroit, baby.
She stood there bright as the sun on that California coast. He was a Midwestern boy on his own.
This man, I tell you, you got to see, if you haven't seen Seeger in concert, I'm telling you, and I know, Al, you go to a lot of concerts.
Madison Square Garden, October 30th.
He's back. He sells out. Yeah, when I went to that concert, my jaw dropped at he has not missed a beat. He is on the top of his game.
Yep.
Seeger with Alto Reed on saxophone.
Yep.
Oh, forget about it.
Yep.
Yeah, Seeger, when is it? When is that?
Wednesday, October 30th.
All right.
You guys are back in studio. Then.
Right now, I'm searching for Billie Eilish tickets at the Prusa. Oh, please. When we come back, I'll tell you about that. My girl, they love Billie Eilish, who is, like, spectacular. I got to find tickets. Maybe we can go on the air and ask people if they have tickets. Sure. Why not? Piscopo, in the morning. It's Friday, and we're coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
56 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police in Lakewood, New Jersey, investigating after a kitten was possibly abused by area school children. The Calling All Cats Rescues Cat Rescue Group alleges a Good Samaritan recently found kids torturing and injuring a young cat on Laurel Avenue, cracking one of its ribs, causing a hernia and some other bodily damage. Cops are urging anyone with the related information to reach out with those details. And police around New York City and across the country are on patrol with the new Joker movie hitting theaters. There have been no specific threats, but it's feared that the film could glorify violence and inspire those who sympathize with the character to mimic him. Some theater chains are banning masks and makeup. Others are banning costumes altogether. In sports, Rangers skated past the Jets 6-4. Thursday night football, Seahawks beat the Rams 30-29. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.